Greetings in the Lord. It is the 23rd day of March in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to the Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. The Westminster Larger Catechism states that the duties required in the third commandment are that the name of God, his titles, attributes, ordinances, the word, sacraments, prayer, oaths, vows, lots, his works, and whatsoever else there is whereby he makes himself known, be holily and reverently used in thought, meditation, word, and writing, by an holy profession and an answerable conversation, to the glory of God and the good of ourselves and others. Furthermore, the Westminster Larger Catechism says that the sins forbidden in the third commandment are the not using of God's name as it is required, and the abuse of it in an ignorant, vain, irreverent, profane, superstitious, or wicked mentioning, or otherwise using his titles, attributes, ordinances, or works by blasphemy, perjury, all sinful cursings, oaths, vows, and lots, violating of our oaths and vows, if lawful, and fulfilling them, if of things unlawful, murmuring and quarreling at, curious prying into and misapplying of God's decrees and providences, misinterpreting, misapplying, or any way perverting the word or any part of it, to profane jests, curious or unprofitable questions, vain janglings, or the maintaining of false doctrines, abusing it, the creatures, or anything contained under the name of God, to charms or sinful lust and practices, the maligning, scorning, reviling, or any wise opposing of God's truth, grace, and ways, making profession of religion in hypocrisy or for sinister ends, being ashamed of it or ashamed to it by unconformable, unwise, unfruitful, and offensive walking or backsliding from it. So what reason are we given the third commandment? The reason annexed to the third commandment in these words, the Lord thy God, and for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, are because he is the Lord and our God. Therefore his name is not to be profaned or in any way abused by us. He will be so far from acquitting and sparing the transgressors of this commandment as that he will not suffer them to escape his righteous judgment, albeit many such escape the censures and punishments of men. Dear brothers, how often have we taken the name of the Lord thy God in vain? How often have we sat on social media and discussed things of God and God's word and his law and his commandments without any sense of reverence, without any holy fear? Rather, we treat them like baseball cards, doctrines to just be traded around. Or how often do we display God in unwise, unfruitful, or unconformable and offensive walking? That is, how we live our lives does not put glory on the name of the Lord, and rather it is a taking of his name in vain. Dear brothers, God will not hold us guiltless. There's only one way of escape for where we have failed his commandments, and that is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we need to obey the scriptures that call us to acknowledge and confess our sins and wickedness. You cannot cover them, you cannot hide them before the face of the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. Confess your sins today with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart to the end that we may receive forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. Let us pray. Almighty God, we have sinned against you in so many ways, whether in word, in deed, or in thought. Lord, we have taken your name in vain with our careless, lackadaisical, and unholy use of your name. How we speak of your doctrines, your word, your theology, all the things that are from you, we speak of these things without any reverence, without any fear. We joke and we meme and we laugh at the things that pertain to you as if you're not the God of the universe, the God that we should fall on our faces before. Lord, we take your name upon ourselves as Christians, little Christs, and yet we don't live as Christ. Rather, we besmirch his name by our unwise, ungracious, wicked living. Lord, forgive us. Have mercy upon us. God, we cry out to you knowing that you are a merciful God. And we ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the sake of your glory, to remove our guilt and grant us daily the increase of your grace. Pour upon us your Holy Spirit so that we may produce the fruits of holiness and of righteousness pleasing in your sight. And Lord, we pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us sinners. Brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in no one else but Jesus Christ alone, having sought your salvation in him, are you resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men? This is the testimony in your hearts before God. Then I say with great pleasure that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 65. It is the word of the Lord, it is eternally true and applicable for all of life. For the choir director, a psalm of David, a song. There will be silence before you and praise in Zion, O God, and to you the vow will be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all men come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you forgive them. How blessed is the one whom you choose and bring near to you to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. You who are the trust of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest sea, who established the mountains by his strength, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They who dwell in the ends of the earth stand in awe of your signs. You make the dawn and the sunset shout for joy. You visit the earth and cause it to overflow. You greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. You prepare their grain, for thus you prepare the earth. You water its furrows abundantly. You settle its ridges. You soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your paths drip with fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give praise to him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Dear brothers, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from Numbers chapter 33, verse 40, through chapter 35, verse 34. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the sons of Israel. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmanah. They journeyed from Zalmanah and camped at Punan. They journeyed from Punan and camped at Oboth. They journeyed from Oboth and camped at Ai-Abarim, at the border of Moab. They journeyed from Aiam and camped at Dibon-Gad. They journeyed from Dibon-Gad and camped at Almon-Dibliatham. They journeyed from Almon-Dibliatham and camped in the mountains of Abiram before Nebu. They journeyed from the mountains of Abiram and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and live in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by a lot, according to your families. To the larger you shall give more inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give less inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to anyone, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come about that those whom you let remain of them will become as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they will trouble you in the land in which you live. And as I plan to do to them, so I will do to you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you enter the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, even the land of Canaan according to its borders. Your southern sector shall extend from the wilderness of Zin along the side of Edom, and your southern border shall extend from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. Then your border shall turn direction from the south to the ascent of Akrabim and continue to Zin. And its termination shall be to the south of Kadesh Barnea, and it shall reach Hazaradar and continue to Asmon. The border shall turn direction from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and its termination shall be at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea, that is, its coastline. This shall be your west border, and this shall be your north border. You shall draw your border line from the great sea to Mount Hor. You shall draw a line from Mount Hor to the Lebo Hamath. And the termination of the border shall be at Zedad, and the border shall proceed to Ziphon, and its termination shall be at Hazar Enan. This shall be your north border. For your eastern border, you shall also draw a line from Hazanan, Shepham, and the border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall go down and reach to the slope on the east side of the sea of Chinnereth. And the border shall go down to the Jordan, and its termination shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders all around. So Moses commanded the sons of Israel, saying, This is the land that you are to apportion by lot among you as possession, which the Lord has commanded to give to the 9.5 tribes. For the tribe of the sons of Reuben have received theirs according to their fathers' households, and the tribes of the sons of Gad according to their fathers' households. And the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their possession. The 2.5 tribes have received their possession across the Jordan, opposite Jericho, eastward toward the sun rising. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men who shall apportion the land to you for inheritance, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one leader of every tribe to apportion the land of inheritance. These are the names of the men. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribes of the sons of Simeon, Samuel, the son of Ammihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Elidad, the son of Chislon. Of the tribes of the sons of Dan, a leader, Buki, the son of Jogli. Of the sons of Joseph, of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, a leader, Haniel, the son of Ephod. of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, a leader, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan, of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun, a leader, Elizaphan, the son of Parnak, of the tribes of the sons of Issachar, a leader, Paltiel, the son of Azan, of the tribe of the sons of Asher, a leader, Ahihud, the son of Shilami, of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, a leader, Pedahel, the son of Amihud. These are those whom the Lord has commanded to apportion the inheritance to the sons of Israel in the land of Canaan. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, opposite Jericho, saying, command the sons of Israel that they give to the Levites from the inheritance of their possession cities to live in, and you shall give to the Levites pasture lands around the cities. The cities shall be theirs to live in, and their pasture land shall be for their cattle, and for their herds, and for all their beasts. The pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits around. You shall also measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, with the city in the center. This shall become theirs as pasture lands for the cities. The cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be the 6 cities of refuge, which you shall give for the manslayer to flee to. In addition to them, you shall give 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities, together with their pasture lands. As for the cities which you shall give from the possession of the sons of Israel, you shall take more from the larger, and you shall take less from the smaller. Each shall give some of his cities to the Levites, in proportion to his possession which he inherits. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select for yourselves cities to be cities of refuge. When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select for yourselves cities to be your cities of refuge, that the manslayer who has killed any person unintentionally may flee there. The cities shall be to you as a refuge from the avenger, so that the manslayer will not die until he stands before the congregation for trial. The cities which you are to give shall be your 6 cities of refuge. You shall give 3 cities across the Jordan, and 3 cities in the land of Canaan. They are to be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be for refuge for the sons of Israel, and for the alien, and for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be surely put to death. If he struck him down with a stone in the hand by which he will die, and as a result he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he struck him with a wooden object in the hand by which he might die, and as a result he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The blood avenger himself shall put the murderer to death. He shall put him to death when he meets him. If he pushed him of hatred or threw something at him lying in wait, and as a result he died, or if he struck him down with his hand in enmity, and as a result he died, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The blood avenger shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if he pushed him suddenly without enmity, or threw something at him without lying in wait, or with any deadly object of stone and without seeing it dropped it on him so that he died, while he was not his enemy nor seeking his injury, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the blood avenger according to these ordinances. The congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the blood avenger, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge to which he fled. And he shall live in it until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer at any time goes beyond the border of his city of refuge to which he may flee, and the blood avenger finds him outside the border of his city of refuge, and the blood avenger kills the manslayer, he will not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer shall return to the land of his possession. These things shall be for a statutory ordinance to you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death at the evidence of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Moreover, you shall not take ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. You shall not take ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to live in the land before the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land in which you are, for blood pollutes the land, and no expiation can be made for the land for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, am dwelling in the midst of the sons of Israel. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Brothers, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Therefore, listen to a New Testament reading from Luke chapter 5, verse 29, to chapter 6, verse 11. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. And Levi gave a big reception for him in his house. And there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John often fast and offer prayers. The disciples of the Pharisees also do the same, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "You cannot make the attendants of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he was also telling them a parable. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new, for he says the old is good enough. Now it happened that he was passing through some grain fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating the grain. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why do you do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not even read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and took and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for any to eat except the priest alone, and gave it to his companions?" And he was saying to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he healed on the Sabbath, so that they might find reason to accuse him. But he knew what they were thinking, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Get up and come forward." And he got up and came forward. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to destroy it?" After looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they themselves were filled with rage and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. And we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 27 through verse 31. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who seeks evil, evil will come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the foolish will be servant to the wise-hearted. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. If the righteous be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. O God, may I never be a blot or a blank in life. Cause the way of truth to be evil spoken of, or make my liberty an occasion to the flesh. May I by love serve others and please my neighbor for his good to edification. May I attend to what is ornamental as well as essential in religion, pursuing things that are lovely and of good report. May I render my profession of the gospel not only impressive, but amiable and inviting. May I hold forth the way of Jesus with my temper as well as my tongue, with my life as well as my lips. May I say to all I meet, I am journeying towards the Lord's given place. Come with me for your good. May I be prepared for all the allotments of this short, changing, uncertain life, with a useful residence in it, a comfortable journey through it, a safe passage out of it. May I be in character and conduct like the dew of heaven, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the fullness of the fountain. May I never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be deterred from fulfilling a known duty through fear. Never be discouraged from attempting it through weakness. May I see all things in a divine light so that they may inform my judgment and sanctify my heart. And by all the disciplines of thy providence and all the ordinances of religion, may I be increasingly prepared for life's remaining duties, the solemnities of a dying hour, and the joys and services that lie beyond the grave. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you, and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you.